This past Tuesday, several hundred gathered at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center to remember County Executive Bob Culver, who died of liver cancer at the age of 67. Welcome to Delmarva Today. This is Don Rush. This program, we will bring you excerpts from those who spoke about the life of Bob Culver. The memorial service was officiated by Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis.
We are here today to remember and celebrate the life of our County Executive Bob Culver. We remember Bob as a brother, a father, our county executive, an ambassador to this great county, and a good friend to many in attendance here today. Bob was a member of our Wicomico County family and certainly a beloved member of this entire community. On behalf of the men and women of the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office, my family, let me express our deepest sympathies on the loss of such a fine, bigger-than-life brother and mentor to many here today, including myself, Chief Deputy Gary Baker, and our entire command staff. We have a distinguished list of speakers here today who will speak about our county executive, who he was to them, and the vital role that he played in their own professional development. At this time, I would like to request the Honorable Matt Mascherello to the stage to say a few words about Executive Bob Culver and the little-known transformative role that he played in instituting a youth program here in Wicomico County. Matt also served as our elected state's attorney for Wicomico County during Bob's first 4 years as county councilman and 2 years into Bob's first term as our county executive. Please welcome to the stage Matt Mascherello.
We are here, of course, to grieve with you, but also to remember Bob and his example of service that stands to affirm that service to others remains an important and noble pursuit. Thank you, Culver family, especially Chris and Courtney, for allowing me this brief moment to talk to our citizens and tell them that your father, our county executive Bob Culver, made a difference. If I may choose from among Bob's many achievements in office, Bob made a difference leading our county during what I would call the high tide of the opioid crisis. When he came to office, amidst that crisis, he rolled up his sleeves. He attended meetings with me and the other stakeholders. He was a voracious reader. He was a good listener. And he was quick to dedicate those resources necessary to keep our citizens safe. Especially when it came to the creation of the COAT team. And if you don't know it, the COAT team was the team where the county contracted with members of the recovery community so that they could help others get onto the path of sobriety and recovery. It's undisputed that this policy decision of Mr. Culver's, this policy decision to create the COAT team, saved lives. Since the COAT team was created, overdoses in our community have dropped, and the federal government recognized Bob Culver's COAT team as one of the federal best practices. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob also demonstrated his commitment to the children in the Doverdale community. There was a slideshow, and there was a number of slides of County Executive Culver on the field with the children. He was one of the most enthusiastic supporters of the Doverdale lacrosse program. He was actually the first financial contributor, and his budget financed the purchase for the kids' equipment in Doverdale Park for the first year. The Doverdale Lacrosse Program, if you don't know, that's a program that provided an underserved neighborhood, predominantly minority neighborhood, with access to lacrosse coaches and mentors. He absolutely loved to visit with the children. He officiated our first game between the Falcons, another youth sports program that County Executive Culver supported, and the Doverdale Hawks. My son Luke's here in the audience. Him and my son Jonathan had a very special relationship with Bob. And when Doverdale needed volunteers, Bob was there. One time comes to mind in particular when a truckload of dirt came to the Doverdale field. It arrived a little bit sooner than expected. My son Luke put out on Facebook an all call for volunteers. There's a beautiful program that was given to you today, and that's how some of us, if you look at that picture on your program, that's how a lot of us remember County Executive Culver. He looked very dashing in a suit in the halls of the GOB and in the halls of Annapolis when I saw him on legislative days. But on that particular day, when my son Luke needed volunteers to Doverdale Park, our county executive, Bob, arrived at 7 a.m. He was in his jeans, and he was in his plaid shirt, and he arrived with his own shovel. And he worked alongside the boys at Doverdale and the coaches for about 3 hours, and he did not stop until the job was done. Ladies and gentlemen, that act of service, where our executive was out with his sleeve rolled up, shoveling dirt with kids who deserved a better field, was only a few weeks before he received his grim diagnosis. And when he told me the news in his office, and this is as best I can recall, he told me, "Matt, what time I have, I'm going to fight. We have much to achieve for the county." And I looked at him, and it reminded me of Tennyson's Ulysses. He seemed to show that resolve to strive and not yield to his cancer. And I believe he was telling me, in so many words, that he had some work of noble note yet to be done. And knowing Bob and his work ethic, I'm positive some other noble work was accomplished. But I would be remiss, these are my own remarks, ladies and gentlemen, but I would be remiss if I did not share with you that I personally believe posterity will smile upon and remember Bob for one of his last acts, the act of taking that infamous marker down, an act described by his confidants as an attempt to mend. And in my observation, to provide some measure of healing for those friends and neighbors in the community who saw that sign as a barrier to some of America's greatest promises, the promises of dignity, the promises of civic unity, and the promise of justice for all. I submit to you that our county is better in many ways from Bob's leadership and his service. Many say the point of life is for us to make lives better. Thank you, Culver family, especially Courtney and Chris, for allowing me to remember Bob and how he achieved this most noble goal of enriching the lives of others. May God bless Bob and his memory, and may God bless all the lives in the county that Bob Culver strive to serve.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker is Weston Young. Weston is the former Assistant Director of Administration for Wicomico County and the newly appointed Assistant Chief Administrative Officer for Worcester County. Wes works side by side with Executive Culver on each of our budget work sessions and the planning of our new Sheriff's Office and Public Safety Complex. Wes?
Thank you, Sheriff. To the family, thank you for this opportunity, and it's so good to see so many people here in the name of Bob Culver. I know many of you here, but my name is Weston Young. I've known Bob for a fairly long time, having designed one of his mini storage projects back in my private sector days to working with him with the county in various capacities. I'd like to start with an excerpt from a speech President Theodore Roosevelt gave over 110 years ago, popularly known as the Man in the Arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man that points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of the deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, and who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, he at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Bob was a man in the arena. While he had his critics at times, and he didn't see eye to eye with everyone, for every person who disagreed with him, you could find over a dozen who could tell you how he personally helped them, giving their issue the attention and showing them how government can work for the people. Bob was a man of action. He rarely sat idly by if there was a problem he wanted to solve. He wanted it fixed, fixed now, and he wasn't going to let the typical bureaucratic red tape stop him from accomplishing that. This, of course, could be frustrating. He'd reach out to everyone he knew, and oftentimes we could have a dozen people all working on the same thing. However, the important thing was it got done, whatever it was. And he would be in a truck with a snowplow when it snowed, and during major storms, he would be at residence looking at the flooding that people were experiencing. Your issue became his issue. Bob was a man of the people. He generally despised the limelight and public speeches. He'd rather be speaking one-on-one with a citizen, trying to solve their issue if he could. He was big on customer service, and he wanted a live person answering county phones, not the cold sound of an answering machine. And if you called at the right time to our office, given he worked long hours and many days, 7 days a week, you had the county executive answering the phones. I know you won't get that in any other county. One thing I shared with Bob is that we were both the father of twins, both a boy and a girl. And I'm pretty sure some of the photos that were cycling earlier, I have the exact same setup holding each of them. And he gave me plenty of stories about Chris and Courtney. I guess you could also call them warnings, but he gave advice to me frequently as a father who clearly loved and was proud of his children. I worked directly with Bob in his office for over 3 years, and I've spoken on Bob's behalf many, many times, and this time is the last. I remain grateful for the opportunities he gave me and the valuable life lessons I learned working for such an individual. He will be missed.
Our next speaker is no stranger to county politics, primarily because he is a shaker and a mover in this county, and has always been hugely instrumental in working closely with Bob Culver to bring Bob's vision to fruition. In both retention and attraction endeavors, the Salisbury-Wicomico Economic Development Group, led by Mr. Dave Ryan, targets those industries whose activities result in the importation of dollars into this community. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Ryan.
I want to tell you about the Bob Culver. I know. And my wife was jogging a few years ago in our neighborhood. She came upon Public Works crew, and there's a big hole in the road. And it was a busting hot, humid July day. Dirt was everywhere, pavement was everywhere, dust was in the air. And on second glance, there's Bob. White shirt, tie, shirt sleeves rolled up, a flashlight in one hand, some kind of lug wrench or something in the other, trying to fix whatever was broken in that street. And that's the Bob Culver I know. A couple of years ago, outside of town, pretty good ways outside of town, at a banquet to attend, it was a meaningful event for me. And much to my surprise and Chris's surprise, Bob bought a ticket and dinner with us and sat through the entire banquet. And he made an awful long trip back to Whitehaven that night. And that's the Bob Culver I know. Walking along the Hudson River in New York, we came across warehouse space and retail shops and industrial space and museums and marinas and playgrounds. And the questions would flow. What do you think they get for this space, Dave? How much do you think it would take to buy this apartment complex? Who takes care of this property? What do you think? On and on and on. And that's really where I got to know Bob better in New York. And it was his first term as county executive and his first bond presentation. 5 o'clock, my phone rings. Caller ID says Bob Culver. I said, Bob, how you doing? He said, I'm good. What are you doing? I said, well, it's 5 o'clock. I'm in bed. I'm sleeping. He said, well, I didn't know if you want to have lunch or breakfast. I said, yeah. I mean, it's fine. Our appointment's at 10. Right? It's 5 hours, Bob. Well, so if we meet in there's a coffee shop across the street. It opens 5:30. So if we meet in the lobby at 5:15, 5:20, then we won't be late. Thinking, late for what? I mean, it's 10 o'clock appointment. So I throw on some jeans and a shirt. We go down to the lobby, and I can't find Bob. He's talking to the front desk people. He's talking to the concierge. He's already talked to everybody. And he comes in. He's got this suit on, tie pressed. White shirt, briefcase with the presentation. He looks at me and says, you're not going to wear that to the presentation. He said, I said, no, Bob, I'm not going to wear that to the presentation. We have 5 hours, Bob, for the presentation. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to go in the coffee shop, you get something on the suit, you're going to leave your briefcase, something's going to happen, we can avert the whole thing. I'm not going to tell you what he said after that, but about 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll start to see people stream up from the subway system in that coffee shop. And people from all walks of life, all nationalities and races. Some were wearing scrubs, some were students carrying backpacks, others wore suits, others wore uniforms of some sort. And invariably Bob would say, can you imagine having to get up that early to get to work? And I said, you mean like me and you sitting here at this coffee shop at 5 o'clock in the morning, Bob? Is that what you're talking about? And those folks would remind him of his upbringing and the many jobs that he had and the businesses that he began and founded. And he would talk at length about those businesses. We would have meaningful conversations about the economy and jobs, and especially the presentation that was impending. And as important as all of that was, it paled in comparison to when he spoke of Chris and Courtney. And that's the Bob Culver I know.
We have a special presentation by Senator Mary Beth Carozza of District 38C and Senator Addie Eckert of District 37. Would you please come to the stage? Thank you both so much for being here.
We're here today and bringing greetings on behalf of the Maryland General Assembly, particularly the Senate of Maryland, but I'm here to thank the family of Bob Culver. What a special opportunity we have had to share with him and his life in his the goals that he set for the county. For the many times he walked the halls in Annapolis and the dreams that he shared with us. And as you have heard, and I have come to discover in the past week or so, he was a man of many talents, high energy, loved the morning, so it doesn't surprise me he calls people at 5:30 in the morning. I understand that because when I was doing a bike ride around, I wanted to go around District 37, and I wanted to start in Dorchester. He said, if you come to Whitehaven, I can meet you there. So we got up and left Cambridge at about 5 in the morning and went down and wound up at Whitehaven. And of course, Bob was there saying, "You guys are late. What took you so long?" Little did I know that he does get up even earlier than I thought, and he was there waiting with us, and he greeted every single member of our crew who were on bikes, and he gave each one of us the seal. Now, that's pretty personal.
I join with you. I join with our entire Shore community in sharing my heartfelt condolences with you. We know and we have heard and we've seen in action, Bob Culver was a man of action, a strong work ethic, focused on using his leadership position to improve the quality of life in all of Wicomico County. Bob's legacy goes from airfields to ball fields, but one that was really touched all of our hearts is Project 7.5, a ball field specifically designed to provide individuals with physical and mental disabilities with the opportunities to play baseball. With Bob Culver's full support, a true public-private partnership has been forged with the Shorebirds, Pohanka, numerous businesses stepping up to contribute to this very uplifting project. And as a leader and a compassionate person, he personally was involved, his heart and soul, with that Project 7.5 by taking it upon himself to visit children with disabilities and their families at Easter Seals and other events. And if you haven't been out there, it is so uplifting, so moving. We've all heard Bob Culver truly was a man of the people, which leads me to one last story, we all have them, that I was reminded of yesterday. Many of you will recall that Governor Hogan has made stops at the Wicomico County Fair over the years. Bob Culver, as county executive, and a few of us elected officials, were often given a heads up to have the opportunity to greet the governor when he arrived on the fairgrounds. Well, we were all mingling around, this was pre-COVID-19, with the governor just about to arrive when we noticed Bob was not with us. So we started to look for him to make sure that Bob, again, as county executive, was on hand to welcome the governor of the great state of Maryland to Wicomico County. Only to find Bob behind the grandstand, listening in earnest to a local farmer. Well, the local farmer wasn't done yet, so neither was Bob, and the governor would just have to wait. We will miss you, Bob Culver. Your deep devotion, passion, and fight on behalf of the people of Wicomico County will be remembered by future generations. The good work that you have done for Wicomico County and the people you loved will live on. May the many years of loving family memories bring comfort to all of the Culver family. And may Bob's public service be an inspiration for all of us to do our part. Thank you and God bless.
You know, I was asked just yesterday in a one-on-one interview with Greg Bassett on PAC 14, what would I like to see in our new county executive, Bob's successor? I'll start by saying I would like to see Executive Culver's successor build on the expansive foundation and ongoing projects undertaken and laid by Executive Culver. Bob came to work every day ready for his assignment. His work ethic stood tall as an example to all of us. In February, at a building meeting in my office, I had jokingly fussed with Bob about his weight loss. And when we went over into my office from my conference room, I looked at him. I said, "Bob, what is going on with you?" And he looked to his right, and he went over to shut the door. And as I came around my desk, he fell into my arms and wept and told me he'd been diagnosed the day before with liver cancer, and he had been given less than 6 months. I could do nothing but cry right with him while holding that man and rubbing his back and saying, "It's going to be okay, buddy. It's going to be okay." I guided him into a chair to my left, and I sit down next to him and pull my chair closer to him, and I held his hand. I said, "Brother, we're going to get through this together. I promise you that. We're going to get through this together. This is not a death sentence." And he said to me, I'll never forget this as long as I live. He said, "Mike, I've got so many projects going right now. I just want to see them through. I've got so many projects going right now. I just want to see them through. I can't go right now." That's the kind of servant Bob Culver was. He lived by the creed that your fellow man comes first, that you are, in fact, a servant. And that's always on his mind, seated in my office that day as he cried, was seeing these projects through to fruition for the citizens in this county. That creed was never more evident and more prominently on display than it was on the morning of June the 12th of this year. And what would be Bob's last official public act as county executive, and it's been mentioned twice up here at this podium previously today. And with no fanfare present, your Wicomico County executive personally assisted in the removal of the General Winder Monument. A monument viewed as racist and divisive to many of those in our community. That's leadership right there, folks. That's leadership. And he practiced that every day. Bob knew he couldn't please everyone. And many days he didn't. Consequently, he had his share of enemies, just like I do. But show me a man who has no enemies, and I'll show you a man who's never stood for anything. Bob Culver stood on his beliefs. He stood firmly on his beliefs, and everyone in this room knows that. In closing, it's important to recognize and never forget that Bob Culver's strong work ethic and spirited determination have positively affected the lives of so many across the state, not just those residing in the 400 square miles of Wicomico County. Bob Culver, I salute you, my friend.
Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis, who officiated the memorial service for Wicomico County Executive Bob Culver, who died of liver cancer at the age of 67. This has been Delmarva Today. I'm Don Rush. Thanks for listening.